Okay, let's stop the wishy-washy denials from the radical left. Those poor saps who think Trump was a latter-day Fuhrer bent on destroying American democracy. Come on, the man was an exemplar of the Ayn Rand homage to capitalist captains of industry and commerce. He built the Trump Tower, after all, and it stood up to the 9/11 attack on the other towers. You think God didn't have a hand in all of that? Of course he did. That's why Donald J. Trump is the chosen one. Maybe you didn't notice the last 4 years or so, most of the churches, the white churches anyway, supported Mr. Trump. If they didn't believe the man was a serial porn star adulterer, cheated on his wonderful wife Melania, why would you? And they didn't think he was a tact cheat. Not for one Leviticus minute. No, sir. He was doing what any of us with a few billion dollars would do, hire the best tax attorneys and take every deduction this corrupt Congress offered. When you're rich, and hey, everyone in America has the opportunity to be rich, you'll change your tune. And trust me on this, God wants you to be rich. He is, after all, on the dollar bill. So forget about trusting me. Trust him. Like Donald J. Trump, he wants you to be wealthy. And no, he doesn't want your taxes wasted on welfare cheats, immigrants, or alternative energy. Give me a break. If God wants to change the climate, there's nothing you can do to stop that. Anyone with half a brain knows that the end times are upon us. You may not want to admit it, but deep down in your snowflake heart, you can hear the drumbeats picking up. Global warming? That's just the furnace of hell getting closer. At least for you. For those of us who've been expecting the second coming, President Trump was the answer to our prayers. He moved the capital of Israel back to Jerusalem, didn't he? Prophecies, partner. Apocalypse now, baby. Just like the good book predicted, and it's no coincidence, Donald J. Trump's favorite book, you guessed it, was the Bible. Old and new both. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Oh, he was sent here all right, to do the Lord's bidding. You unbelievers, you libtard politically correct, hard times are coming for you, hot times like nothing you can imagine. No, God is a Republican, and vengeance is his, he saith. Tremble before his might, his terrible sword is coming down. His wrath will be like nothing you've ever imagined, and Congress will be returned to the GOP. Let it be written, let it be done. Thank God for God.